Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the July 26th Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "O Lord my God, you have made me, your servant, king, to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding, so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now. And after you, there will come no one to equal you." The Word of the Lord. Welcome to the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, y'all. This is a fun reading. How often do we mere mortals get to have a conversation directly, one-on-one, with God, even if it's in a dream? So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Structurally, this reading has three parts. 1. The Lord tells Solomon to ask for something. 2. Solomon asks. 3. The Lord responds to his request. What is the central message for the people in the pews? Solomon expresses, and God is pleased by, a heart of service to do his will. The absolute best result is, using Solomon's example, you convey this message for your congregation to do the same. Now let's talk about what happens before this dream sequence. Interestingly, the exact same story is told elsewhere in the Old Testament. See 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 1 to 13, which goes into more detail than the verses that precede our passage. The Ark of the Covenant is in Jerusalem, where David had pitched a tent for it. However, the bronze altar in front of the tabernacle of the Lord was in Gibeon. Solomon goes there, and immediately before his dream, sacrifices 1,000 burnt offerings there. Solomon expresses total commitment to the Lord. What lessons do you get from this reading? We begin. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Put yourself in Solomon's shoes and imagine God saying to you, "Whatever you ask, I will give you." How would you answer? For the first sentence, use a factual and understated tone, with full eye contact on the congregation. For the next sentence, look down at the lectionary, continuing with that factual and understated tone as you read, "God said." Then use a firm tone with warm authority as you speak God's words, "Ask something of me." Look up from the lectionary with a smile and full eye contact on the congregation, and say, and I will give it to you. Highlight ask and give. Insert a small pause after night with continued eye contact through that pause before you look down at the lectionary. Also insert a small pause after me. Insert a full pause after you. Next we have, Solomon answered, O Lord my God, you have made me, your servant, king, to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. Solomon is saying, I have no idea what I'm doing. Humility precedes wisdom. The turning point in Solomon's life is not his strength. It's his confession of weakness. Use an understated narrative tone when you proclaim, Solomon answered. Shift to a tone of both humility and unworthy shock when you say, Oh Lord my God. If you can do so authentically, use a throat tremble for those four words. Continue with a vulnerable, even broken tone and demeanor when you say, You have made me, your servant, king. Use an upward lilt with a disbelieving tone of voice when you say king. Resume to the understated tone of voice when you say, To succeed my father David. Then shift to a pleading and vulnerable tone when you finish that sentence. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. Emphasize answered, Lord, God, me, servant, king, youth, and all. Insert a small pause after king. Then, I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours? Solomon's request reflects authentic Christian leadership, service before self. Recall wisdom is one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Use a sincere tone as you state, I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen. Shift to a sense of wonder when you speak, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Move to a vulnerable and pleading tone as you read, Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. Apply an incredulous tone of voice for the next sentence, which is a question. If you can do so authentically, use a throat tremble when you ask, Who is able? Stress serve, so vast, numbered, counted, servant, understanding heart, right, wrong, who, able, and vast people. Insert small pauses after the first you and heart, micro pauses after vast and right, and a full pause after yours. Do not pause for the comma following servant. Next up, the Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding, so that you may know what is right. I do as you requested. God's heart is pleased. He delights when we seek service over blessings or gifts for ourselves. The second sentence contains an interesting juxtaposition with the gospel, in that God is pleased Solomon does not ask for riches, while in the gospel, Jesus uses parables that compare the kingdom of heaven to earthly riches. Solomon asks not for these earthly riches, but for the heavenly ones Jesus alludes to. Use an understated narrative tone as you say, So God said to him. Move to a confident and paternal tone and demeanor for the balance of this sentence. Note the parallelism of not, the first nor, and the second nor. Use a cadence and tone that draws attention to this structure. Apply a sense of wonder. Even God is impressed. When you say, understanding, use an upward lilt when you say, requested. Stress pleased, solemn and made, said, this, not, yourself, nor for riches, the next nor, life, enemies, understanding, right, do, and requested. Place a micro pause after pleased, small pauses after him, enemies, and understanding, and a full pause after right. We close with, I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now. And after you, there will come no one to equal you. God's answer exceeds Solomon's request. Solomon asks for wisdom, but God gives him wisdom beyond comparison. God is never outdone when it comes to generosity. Use a strong and bold tone of voice as you finish God's response. Convert, and after you, from a declarative statement to a question. Insert a small pause right before you give your answer. Highlight, so wise, never been anyone like you, after, no one, and equal. Also, insert micro pauses after the second you and one. For extra credit, look at Wisdom Chapter 9, which is Solomon's Prayer for Wisdom, one of my all-time favorite Old Testament passages. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's Word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and forward this podcast to your fellow lectors, your pastor, and your liturgy director. Thanks so much.